وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at traits that makes me a human being and makes me act like a human being and maintain human rights. In the previous episode, we looked at the verse from chapter Ali Imran in verse 102, where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتَنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O who you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that He deserves to be. And we were looking at how taqwa and God consciousness and being mindful of Allah, because this is what the word taqwa means, is being mindful and conscious of Allah, how it plays a massive role in trying to prevent wrongdoings and corruptions in society. We discussed that in previous episodes. So if we ask the question, how can taqwa, or being God conscious or mindful of Allah, how does it save lives? How does it work? If a person, a muttaqi, how does it help him save lives? Now, I will mention a few things with you, my dear brothers and sisters, of how we can apply this concept of taqwa, that it might help me and you prevent lives. So number one, when we look at taqwa, it prevents harm. How does it prevent harm? Well, obviously, the answer is by being conscious of Allah and mindful of our actions. This is what taqwa is. It compromises of two parts: being conscious of Allah and being mindful of our actions. So he who is mindful of Allah and conscious of his actions, or vice versa, is less likely to engage in behaviors that could cause harm to themselves and to others. Now, if I'm God conscious and I take my actions seriously, then obviously I will not harm myself first and foremost, nor will I harm others, because I always keep in mind there will come a time where I will be judged. On top of that, I am constantly being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this helps to reduce the risk of violence, the risk of accidents, and other forms of harm. And ultimately, this is the achievement of taqwa. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, said, fast the month of Ramadan, and the ayah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Siyam, or fasting, was prescribed upon you the same way it was done on the people before you. Why? What is the goal? What is the aim of fasting? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you might achieve mindfulness of Allah. How do one achieve mindfulness of Allah during the month of Ramadan? And obviously, you guys know the answer. Let us just take a short break, and then we'll come back and discuss the answer with you guys. So don't go anywhere.
Ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So when Allah says to us, fast, and He says to us the result of fasting, because every action that we do, every act of worship that we do for Allah, it has a fruit. If I and you do not reap that fruit, then what we're doing is just a waste of time. So if I'm praying, fasting, reading Quran, doing Hajj, doing charity, doing all these acts, but I have never tasted the fruits of these acts, then all these acts are nothing but just exercises that I'm doing. So I'm just getting up and down, reading, just making myself tired. And this is a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen in this regard. This is not me talking here. So therefore we said, Allah says that you might be mindful. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. During the month of Ramadan, one is always what? Constantly aware of his actions, because he does not want to do any act that will invalidate his fasting, correct? I have to be mindful not to eat. I have to be mindful not to drink. I have to be mindful not to swear. I have to be mindful not to lie. I have to be mindful not to do a lot of stuff during the month of Ramadan. This is what taqwa is, mindfulness. So Allah is putting it to us practically. He's saying, I want to make you feel taqwa in a practical way. So for a whole month, all you're doing is you're being conscious of your actions. When you are constantly focused on yourself and your actions, then you are a muttaqi. And then you just need to move a lever higher and add Allah to the picture. So Allah creates the foundation for him to come in through the act of fasting. So when we are constantly aware of our actions, the chances of us committing violence towards ourselves or others is reduced or to almost nothing, right? So keep that in mind. Number two, when a person has taqwa, it saves lives in what? By encouraging compassion. So taqwa itself promotes compassion and kindness towards others, which can help to reduce conflict and prevent violence. Again, because if I am compassionate and kind towards you and towards other people, then why would I harm? Why would I create and do violence? Because compassion and kindness are actually the opposite of violence. I can't be violent and compassionate at the same time. It would not work. So if I am passionate and compassionate and have kindness towards other people, this will help reduce the amount of conflict, reduce the amount of violence, and it will encourage me and everyone else to act in a way that is beneficial to myself and to other people, which can help create a safer, more peaceful environment for everybody, for everyone. That's how it works. That's why taqwa is such an important fact in our lives. Let's add one more. When we have taqwa, it will help us save lives by fostering justice. Because taqwa helps the individual to act justly and seek justice for themselves and for others. This helps to reduce the likelihood of injustice and oppression, and can help to create a safer, more secure environment for everybody. Because justice is where Allah wants to be applied on earth. If justice is applied, then everyone's right will be given to them. No one's right will be taken away from them. So here, if we can summarize, we see that taqwa itself prevents harm, encourages compassion, and fosters justice. So then we will have a more secure environment and society and a country for everyone else. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.